The need for churches to pay taxes has come up again. This time, it is the Minister of Finance and Economic Planning, Seth Tepe. He insists that Jesus Christ instructed his followers to pay tax, and so religious bodies that operate profit-making businesses must endeavor to pay taxes. Mr. Tepe warned that churches which refuse to pay taxes on their profit-making businesses will face the full rigors of the law.
The leader of the United Renaissance Party, Kofi Wayo, says the call by the minister for profit-making churches to pay tax is the best news he has ever heard in recent times. Mr. Wayo said the engine of democracy is the enforcement of the law, and that is the way to develop. He therefore commended the minister for showing the way.
I'm very surprised that he looked dull and everything, but that guy's smart. It's a long time coming. You see, we blacks, we got a problem. You know, because the churches are tax exempt, the corrupt people have taken advantage of it to build businesses instead of churches. A church should be limited to your church, but any church that possesses transport that's charging fares must come under the tax act. Any school, university, or educational facility that charges money, gotta pay tax. It's as simple as that. Nobody's saying that the church where you come to pray, you should pay taxes. No. Then you cannot put your businesses under the name of your church. Even under your church, the money you collect, you gotta show the government what kind of charities you are undertaking. You understand? Show me where villages you're building water for them or improving the life of the people. You see these pastors driving the latest BMWs, Range Rovers, or whatever they call them. I hate to praise a Ghanaian because they do one right then and then the next 10 wrong things. This is the first time I've seen some intelligence. You know, churches must not be used as a cover to conduct business. To stomach, Ghanaian, is that hard? I've seen trucks go so church, and I step out of my car to go on board, and they charge. So you're doing business.
Mr. Wayo also talked about the poor and deprived conditions in which some villages are wallowing and asked politicians to target poverty-stricken villages.
I'm helping to build a clinic in Asikam-Dankwai, and then I'm wheezing over to Akakokopi. I'm building the school there, the kindergarten there. I'm in the eastern region. You pass Kade, and then Guadua, you come down. They got a lot of GOPDC, you know, Ghana, Palm, some. But they don't do anything for the villages. The poverty here is incredible. When I was here a year ago, an old woman with her son, the son just dropped dead in front of them. They have no medical facilities, no nothing, man, even transportation. And they're surrounded by GOPDC. They don't do nothing. And nobody arrests them. And there's a white guy here, a GOPDC. If the Africans say something, he just fires them. He tells the Africans, you're a dog, animal. Said they have paid the government officials, so nobody can touch him. Any Ghanaian who talks sense, they fire them. They throw them out. What kind of country is this? Come here and look for yourself. It's a rich shit. Toilet they don't have. No emergency system. You know, transportation system is zero. They just die. How can you allow your people to live like this? And it's surrounded by palm trees all over. They call it GOPDC or something. Then we're just passing the factory, of course.
On the just-ended NVP Congress in Tamale, Mr. Wayo called on Ghanaians to wake up to the affluence being exhibited by Ghanaian politicians and ignore them. He said NDC and NPP politics must be overhauled to enable rural communities to develop.
We black, something is wrong. We have no water, no electricity. Look at the villages. That money, I understand, they came with 500 cars. The money to use for petrol for that car, you could use it to build the water for the people in Tamale, no? But we blacks, we like show. Look at the villages. You know, I was in Upper West 2 weeks ago. Go to Kelfuo, go to Neblo, go to Tosso, then cut across, come to Han, you come to Perisi. Come and see the people. Come and see how they suffered. Well, your mama put water there for the people. I keep telling you people, I'm not saying NDC is doing fantastic or anything, but Jamam, I know him. I know all the politics. He have a heart for the people. He want to put water there. We discussed that in 2000 about no water in Kibi, the Abusko. Obviously, he didn't forget. You know, I like to congratulate him on that. So I have patience for him because I know that he cares about the people. That's why I keep saying, hey, give him time. He'll do it. The big man who came from there, Dankwai, and all those, Afuku Edo, he was the MP there for 12 years. He didn't give them water. None of them will come to the villages. None, I guarantee you. So the Congress, in American terms, we call it blues for a gun goose. They just come to make money. So, Ghanaians, we got to wake up. Forget about this radio talk, MPP, NDC.
Leader of the United Renaissance Party, Kofi Wayo.
A presidential staffer on governance, Dr. Clement Apak, says the call by the finance minister for churches engaged in profit-making ventures to pay tax or face the law is in the right direction. He said as responsible, God-fearing institutions, it is only fair and proper for such churches to pay tax to the state to deliver essential services such as water and electricity for the development of the country. He spoke to George Ankara.
It's a legitimate call by the finance minister of the Republic of Ghana. Indeed, it is the case that several religious institutions, not only churches, have established businesses. And therefore, as the law of the land requires, even when a business is established, there are certain basic requirements. One of them is to make contributions to SNIT on behalf of those who would be employed by church or other religious funded businesses as a way of guaranteeing a good retirement for those they engage. Another requirement by the law, as we know in Ghana, is that every business, as long as it is profit-making, is required to pay taxes. So that if you, as a church, has been able to establish a transport company where you run buses from, say, Accra to Kumasi, or you have established a TV station where you air commercials to make profits, or you have even established a school where you collect fees and make a profit, it is only fair and proper, and indeed, most godly, to pay taxes as your contribution to the national kitty for the collective well-being of all Ghanaians. And I believe that in itself is something that is supported by every single religion that I can think of.
He also said those who flout these rules will be sanctioned or face the full rigors of the law. How would that be done?
Yes, I think that is also in order, because when you're a business, for example, the business is expected to be registered with the Registrar General's department, and therefore there is a way of finding out and identifying businesses, be they businesses established by churches or religious institutions or by private entities and individuals or even government. And so once this has now been made public and the request has been made, it will be in the best interest of all of us, and including religious institutions which have established businesses and have not been paying taxes on their profits, to do what is right, to do what is fair, to do what is just and what is godly. So it should not be very difficult for the state to identify such businesses and to hold them accountable for not doing the right thing by paying their tax. But make no mistake, the law must be applied. It must be applied evenly. And if indeed there are religious-based businesses making profits which are not paying their taxes, the very principles which should guide their faith, but they are also contravening and circumventing the laws of Ghana, and therefore they will be liable to be brought before properly constituted courts of law to answer for why they are not paying taxes on the profits that they make.
On the recovery of money from companies which sought to defraud the state at the Tema Harbour, Dr. Park said so far the tax force under the chief of staff has retrieved 320 million Ghana cedis from the companies, and custom officers in collusion are also being processed for court.
It is indeed the case that the President's Tax Mobilization Task Force, being run under the auspices of the Chief of Staff, has been very busy on all fronts as part of the effort, much needed revenue to private individuals and entities, but to also ensure that we increase the revenue collection exercise in this country. I think every Ghanaian would agree that given the challenges that we face today in our country, we must maximize every single avenue through which we mobilize revenue to support development in this country. So within that context, last year we embarked on what we call the back-end exercise, through which we had identified that unscrupulous customs officials were conniving with some unscrupulous company representatives to deny the state of much needed revenue to the tune of 700 million Ghana cedis. We gave the said companies a deadline, which has since passed, and I can report authoritatively that we have retrieved, as of the end of November last year, 320 million Ghana cedis out of the total of 700 million Ghana cedis that we determined was being lost to the state by over 280 companies. And as I speak to you, and as we promised, the file and the documents have now been handed over to the CID, which has commenced investigation. And very soon, some of the defaulting companies are going to face the full rigors of the law. We know for a fact that the CID has been inviting them, after having written to them, to come in batches of 10 to answer to why they had sought to defraud the state. And the CID is also going after the said customs officials. So work is ongoing on that front. And sooner or later, the documents will be handed over to the Attorney General Department, and the needed action would be taken, as we promised the good people of Ghana.
Dr. Clementa Park is a presidential staffer on governance.
A financial and economic analyst, Isaac Adongo, also says the finance minister's call is in the right direction. According to him, just as NGOs and private organizations involved in profit-making ventures pay taxes, churches must also pay tax. He also asked MMDCs to intensify their tax education and expansion exercise and collect taxes from those opening new shops to enable the state to have enough money to provide essential services to the people of Ghana.
I think the minister's call is in the right direction because as a country, we have been talking about the fact that we need to expand the tax net to ensure that people who are making revenue that are not contributing to the tax of this country are contributing their quota towards the development of this country. Of course, churches are supposed to be faith based, and because of that, activities that are directly related to their faith activities are not taxable. But any other engagements that are profit-oriented are supposed to contribute as taxes to the state. And therefore, if any churches are involved in any profit-making activity, just like any other NGO that engages in profit-making activities, is supposed to pay tax. Those institutions are expected to pay tax. And therefore, I think that call is the right direction. But there is also the bigger picture of encouraging the district, municipal, and metropolitan assemblies to speed up their efforts at ensuring that all taxes that are due to them in terms of rates and rebates are paid to them to enable them to implement government activities and to ease the pressure on government to always be looking for common fund in order to operate their activities. And to this extent, I'm sure that the Minister of Finance and the Minister of Local Government can work together to support the District Assembly to rake in more revenue for them.
Mr. Adongo also touched on the Vice President's call for a non-partisan dialogue on the state of the economy.
It is very important that as a country we have a non-partisan approach to the development of this country. And to that extent, a call to bring together all stakeholders to examine the economy and to look at ways by which we can improve the economy are in the right direction. However, I believe that the focus should not be to address just the short-term economic challenges, but to develop a broader long-term national vision that will galvanize all efforts towards the development of this country over a period of 50 to 60 years. The President has indicated in his State of the Nation address that there are serious challenges that are facing the economy, most of which are structural in nature. And I believe that to address the fundamental structures of the economy, you need to have a long-term view of the economy. And for that reason, I think that the dialogue should begin as a process of engaging the people of Ghana over a period of 1 year or to come up with a national vision and a strategic plan that will serve as a blueprint for the development of this country.
Isaac Adongo is a financial and economic analyst.
Radio Ghana hit the streets of Accra to sample the views of a cross-section of the public on whether or not churches should pay tax to the state.
Help us to go forward because now everything in the country is being taxed. If members of churches are also Ghanaians and we are all trying to raise ourselves for better Ghana, at least the minimum tax a church pays will help. My difficulty will be that the church, you cannot know how much the church gets every week or every month. It will also stop the mushroom growing churches because now everybody says that I can get money through church. And so quickly you will just go and establish.
I don't think churches should pay tax because churches are supposed to help the society, the members. We have so many, some of the good churches are helping the challenged, the poor. I know some churches which are helping the needy with education and health issues and all that. So if they are to pay tax, I think it will be too much. Members of the church also pay their taxes before giving out to the church. You know, the church is not a commercial thing. They don't sell, they don't do it, but the offerings and tithes, which also give them money. So I don't think they should do it. And when they are forced to do it, I don't think they will do it sincerely.
To me, I don't agree with the government taxing the churches because the people that go to church themselves, they are workers, they pay tax. Even if they are not government workers, or some sells in the markets and they pay VAT and those kind of things. And at the same time, they go to church and they give collection, you see. And so it would be a double taxation or something like that. And so to me, I don't agree with the government taxing the churches. It will bring serious effects to the churches because they get their money from the people. And if they should pay tax, it means that they will use some sort of dubious ways to get more money from the people.
Well, I think it's a good idea because they're also making profit. Okay, though we see it as a non-profit organization, we pay also some money as church. Honestly, we don't know what the money is being used for. So I think it would be a good idea if they are taxed, at least something small. They pay something small to government and it could be used for other developmental projects.
Those were the views of a cross-section of the public on whether or not churches should pay tax to the state.